You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams from Eagles Wire of USA Today. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. We have a fun episode today, a lot to get into. The Eagles traded for a brand new cornerback, and we had day 10 of Eagles training camp today. Yet another practice, roster developments, offensive standouts, defensive standouts, all that good stuff. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod, bring the podcast to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. I hope everyone is having a great start to the week. I started my new daytime job this week, so I've been doing a lot of training and a lot of stuff, but I wanted to make sure I did get out a new episode for you guys. I did just find out, just got the email not too long ago, that I will be in attendance for Saturday's training camp session. So very excited to be down there on a Saturday, check the team out. But as always, had conversations with colleagues on the way home, talked to some reporters, got some notes compiled from today's practice. And of course, I'm here to relay that information and also provide the analysis on the Eagles' brand new shiny cornerback. So we'll get into that right off the bat here. The Eagles traded interior defensive tackle Thomas Booker to the Raiders for outside cornerback Jacorian Bennett. Deal first reported by ESPN's Adam Schefter. Jacorian Bennett, kind of not surprising that the Raiders came up off him because he was falling out of favor with the new regime now that Pete Carroll is over there. But a guy that really showed that he can play, and it kind of is puzzling that the Eagles are able to get this guy for like their fourth best defensive tackle. But it is, who am I to complain? Howie knows where the value is, and he went ahead and got this player in here. Jacorian Bennett, kind of the odd man out in the cornerback room this year in Vegas. He was playing with the second team defense throughout camp, fell behind Darian Porter, Eric Stokes over there in that cornerback room, because with Pete Carroll over there now, Bennett is smaller than the prototypical corners that Pete Carroll likes to deploy in his defense. We know he likes to be physical on the outside. Remember the Legion of Boom, and he had Byron Maxwell when he was good. I know that's PTSD for a lot of us fans, but Byron Maxwell and Richard Sherman, all those guys back when the team was good. So, but Pete Carroll likes those type of guys. And Bennett at 5'11", 195 pounds, doesn't really fit that mold. And that's why the Raiders moved on from him. But I mean, size aside, one of the young, underrated corners in the league. 8 pass breakups last season, 11 so far in his career. No interceptions yet, but man, he gets after it, especially against top receivers. He gets after it at the catch point. He keeps up with players downfield, especially in the red zone. A good physical guy that has some edge to him. And he was really putting together a nice season before he missed the last 7 weeks, I believe, last year due to a shoulder injury. So that prematurely ended his season. But played 461 defensive snaps last season. He allowed just 23 completions on 44 targets and only allowed 233 yards in coverage all year long. So do the math, 233 yards over 10 games. That's a little over 23 yards per game that Jacorian Bennett was allowing. When you look at his matchups against some of the top guys in the league, he held Jamar Chase to just 16 yards last year. He held Cortland Sutton, who just got paid. He only had one catch against Jacorian Bennett last year. Ladd McConkey, who had a really, really good rookie season, no catches on Bennett as the nearest defender whatsoever. I mean, would you look at the player that Jacorian Bennett is and you bring him into the mix with Adoree Jackson and now Akili Ringo, I think you have you all you do is add more juice to the competition, and it might be an indication of where Vic Fangio kind of lands and how he kind of thinks of where the competition is at, because he did speak before yesterday's practice to talk a little bit about the race, and he said it's close. You know, Adoree's had some good moments, Keely has had some good moments. Didn't sound overly excited about either of them. Maybe he knew this move was coming. Maybe he knew the Eagles were looking around. But he didn't sound overly excited, and now Jacorian Bennett is here to perhaps compete for that cornerback 2 role opposite Quinyon Mitchell. So it's definitely adding another wrench into the summertime plans here. And I wonder how Keely feels about it. Wonder if it gave him an edge a little bit. Keely had an opportunity today to kind of separate himself, and he did not capitalize. We will talk about that in just a moment. Just a moment here. But Thomas Booker, I don't want to gloss over him. He was a really good player for the Eagles, you know, Super Bowl champion, really was a good success story. But now with Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis and Moore Ujima and now Ty Robinson, who figures to be, you know, the fourth defensive tackle. Booker was just depth that the Eagles didn't really think they needed, and if they could trade him for a potential starting caliber cornerback, that's why they went ahead and made that deal. But I really liked Booker as a player. Thought he had a chance to make some noise this year. And I guess, you know, when you have a chance to bring in a guy with the kind of pedigree that Jacorian Bennett has established so far in the league, you go ahead and make that deal. So I think it's a good trade all around. Jacorian Bennett passed his physical today. He was at earlier's practice. He's wearing number 49. Got to get him out of that ASAP. You know, when the 90-man roster gets cut down, get him out of that number. But very excited. Hopefully I get to see him in person on Saturday and really get a chance to see what he can do against these receivers. I think the most important thing for Jacorian Bennett's development is now he's going to be practicing against the A.J. Browns and the Devontae Smiths of the world and not the, like, Jacoby Myers and whoever else is over there in Vegas. I don't even know the other receivers over there. But I think that that is really going to help fine-tune Bennett's game as well. So I'm intrigued to see him come Saturday. So now moving on to today's practice, and I know some fun stuff happened in yesterday's practice. Quinyon had an interception. He's continuing his stellar summer. And also congrats to Quinyon being named number 49, I think, in the top 100. So he's in the top 50 in his rookie season. Cooper DeJean made his way in the top 100. I see a lot of Ravens fans are upset that Quinyon is a couple spots over Kyle Hamilton, and all of this doesn't really matter. But congrats to Quinyon Mitchell. It only goes up for here. For him. But training camp day 10, very, very good practice today. Kind of a lighter one compared to the past couple days. I know it was an arduous couple days for the Eagles. We start off with injuries as always. Didn't practice today: Zach Bond, AJ Brown, Montrell Johnson, Byron Young — not the good Byron Young on the Rams, a different Byron Young. Limited on today's injury report: safety Lewis Seen, Charlie Hewlett, long snapper Trevor Keegan, Terrace Marshall Jr. made his way back. Mack McWilliams also made his way back. Andrew Makuba still limited, but he did participate in team drills. Sorry, we'll talk about that later on. And Matt Pryor also limited. An injury update on the Zach Bond, AJ Brown front: there was reportedly no long-term concern for either of those two players. They are being held out for precautionary reasons. You know, don't want to risk their health of the two arguably top stars on the team. You know, the week one is a month away. I doubt we'll see any starters in preseason, but certainly not them. But we did find out today that there is no legitimate concern. They're not, like, engaged in any rehab process. They're not, like, behind the scenes doing intense rehab or anything like that. They're still observing at practice. They're still, being out there. And it's just kind of just hanging out and making sure that they heal up and not putting them at risk for the season opener. So that's good to hear, because you hear hamstrings and you hear receivers and you're like, man, these things can linger, and you don't want something like that to tighten up on AJ. So they're just being safe and making sure that he can be 100% for week one. So you guys know by now, what are we starting with? Cornerback two. Who started today? Adoree Jackson started the day at cornerback with the first team defense. But Keely Ringo was the one that almost had a nice play today. He almost had a interception on Jalen Hurts. Throw downfield to Saquon, but he bobbled it, wasn't able to make the grab. And I think I saw somewhere that he ran into a referee out of frustration afterwards and took him out. So, yeah, that's not good for optics, but I didn't see it in person, so I don't know how it looks. But Keely had a chance to make a play on the ball and really kind of, I guess, send a message to Jacorian Bennett and send a message to Vic Fangio, like, hey, man, like, I know you're bringing in new guys, but this is still my job. And Keely wasn't able to reel it in. So that's unfortunate on that front. Andrew Makuba, I mentioned he was in team drills, but the second team defense for the first time since landing on the injury report. He had a pass breakup today on Tanner McKee on a throw intended for tight end Kylan Granson. So good to see him get back in the mix. Good to see him with arm mobility, I think, more than anything. There was a point in time where he couldn't really move his arms. He was able to punch a ball out of the air today, but he was flagged on holding the next play. So, I mean, take it, it's the growing pains with rookie players, especially on defense. You're going to give a play and then take a play. So that is what it is there. Cooper DeJean got his first interception of the summer, a prayer kind of off the back foot against the blitz. Jalen Hurts kind of just threw it up. Dallas Goedert, like, stumbled, fell, and Cooper DeJean was the only one around to really grab it. So uncontested interception for Cooper DeJean. I think it's a play that Jalen Hurts probably doesn't throw in a real game. I think he just threw it up because, hey, it's practice. Let's see if I can make some magic happen it didn't happen. I know that people read the timeline to see Hurts interceptions. They're like, oh my God, he's throwing interceptions, this, this, and that. Practice is the time where you can really take risks and see if you can make certain throws. I think this was an instance where Hurts really wanted to see if he can make that throw. Or just a guy was on him and he just threw it up and said, I throw it out of bounds any other time. I'm going to throw it up this time. And it resulted in a pick. But I doubt that's a throw he throws in a real game. So I don't want everybody to start freaking out over that. But the summer of Moro Ejimaa continues. He sacked Jalen Hurts again today. Literally destroyed Brett Toth. Pushed him all the way back. I don't know why Brett Toth is even still on the roster. They do the Brett Toth thing every year. They have him at center every year. I don't know what the infatuation is with Brett Toth, but they need to let it go. But Moro Ejimaa got him out of there, threw him out the club, quote-unquote sacked Jalen Hurts. The play, he got there so fast that they blew the play dead, so that's hilarious. And he did get pressure on another rep on Jalen Hurts against Landon Dickerson and Cam Jurgens. So, hey, I'm not saying the Patriots are dumb for paying Williams what they did, but the Eagles look like they might get similar, if not more, production from that position for Moro Ejimaa the way he's been looking this summer. And that's a good thing for the Philadelphia Eagles and that defense if you continuously get pressure up the middle and people keep leaving and you just come in and do that. I really want to see a Ty Robinson in the preseason game. He's kind of a guy. I'll do an article tomorrow on like five people to watch on the preseason game. Ty Robinson's certainly going to be one of them. I'm intrigued to see what he can do now that Booker is gone. Ty Robinson can take another step forward to try. We know he'll make the roster, but to try and maybe get into the rotation and get in line for some regular season snaps. So fun defensive notes today. I can't wait to see Jacorian Bennett get in the mix and see if he'd like to fire under Adoree and Keely Ringo a little bit. Mac McWilliams got beat a few times today. We'll talk about that on the flip side of the break when we talk about the offense. Appreciate you guys for listening. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, offensively, the Jalen Hurts show. Jalen Hurts was dealing today. This man, I think, threw four or five touchdowns today. I think I lost count with all the ones that the people were telling me and that some journalists were telling me what happened at practice today. So we'll start with the first one that I have written down here. Hitting Dallas Goedert for a touchdown in the back of the end zone. I mean, Goedert is just becoming a red zone threat in practice right now. You start to think about how many touchdowns you hear and see in practice, and then you wonder why that doesn't like translate to the NFL or doesn't translate to the regular season rather. And then you're like, well, it's the AJ, you know, it's he fixates on AJ and then you lead on the running game. But if Dallas Goedert had like seven touchdowns, it'd be a different song and dance over here when it was time for him to get paid. But man, Jalen Hurts has been looking frequently his way throughout the summer, especially in the end zone. And we'll see if that continues into the regular season. Found Saquon for a touchdown over the middle. Was Jeremiah Trotter in coverage. Hurts to Saquon has been a point of emphasis this summer, I feel like. I feel like there's constantly Hurts is targeting him over the middle, and that's going to be fun to see if it's going to be a new wrinkle. I say new as if they didn't do it last year, but if they're going to do it more often this year and run Texas routes and all that kind of stuff for Jalen Hurts, then I'm excited for it, and we'll see if Saquon Barkley is going to be utilized a little more in the passing game. With each passing practice, I feel like Hurts and Jahan Dotson just continue to build this continuity, and they are just continuously on the same page. I know I sound like a broken record when I say that, but every time I see them on the field and every time I hear that, man, it's another crossing route to Jahan Dotson, I get excited. And I hope we see some Jahan Dotson in the preseason. We're probably not going to see Hurts, but some McKee to Dotson would be very fun. We saw that in the Giants game last season. Hurts threw a touchdown pass to Jahan Dotson over the middle with Cooper DeJean in coverage of all defensive backs. Hurts had Azeez Ojulari blitzing in his face. I think it was a zero blitz, and he was still able to make an accurate throw. So Jahan Dotson is not only getting rhythm with Jalen Hurts, but he's becoming relied upon. Hurts is looking his way even when he's under duress and under pressure. So that's an encouraging sign for Jahan Dotson. Every practice, build that rapport. It's important, especially we know the circumstances Jahan Dotson is entering the year under. Hurts, another touchdown throw to Devontae Smith down the right sideline, about 25 yards downfield. Found a mismatch in coverage and had Josh Uche trailing. Why Josh Uche got caught up in that is beyond me. But from what I heard, Josh Uche wasn't very far behind from Devontae Smith. The fact that he was somewhat keeping up with him is impressive. And Uche still trending upwards from a pass rushing perspective. So that's good to hear. Aziz, God, show us something. Maybe Aziz is a baller in real games, but not much of a practice player that I've seen from Aziz Ojulari so far. Talk about two guys fighting over the training camp darling award. Darius Cooper and Elijah Cooks are going down swinging on each other for this award. Darius Cooper's hearing the good things about Elijah Cooks, and he's like, nah, brother, I'm going to make sure y'all know my name too. He had a touchdown over Mac McWilliams on a fade throw from Tanner McKee today, Darius Cooper. So that's a name we've seen frequently throughout camp that has been impressing. But Elijah Cooks, maintaining training camp star status. He caught two touchdowns today to end practice. First on a slant route that like eviscerated Eli Ricks. Like that man was caught backpedaling, got broke like he was on the basketball court, ankles taken, all that was bad. And then Elijah Cooks beat Mac McWilliams for the second touchdown. I believe it was actually a two-point conversion. It was a touchdown, two-point conversion situation. And Elijah Cooks scored both times. So, man, you want to talk about a guy with rising momentum and stock highs ever heading into the preseason game. I hope that he makes noise in the preseason game, because as far as training camp goes, he's been the fourth best wide receiver. And if he makes the roster, Darius Cooper is a prime practice squad candidate. So the Eagles have some good-looking pass catchers behind the top three, and we haven't been able to say too much of that in years past. Johnny Wilson, I don't know, Johnny. Your roster spot's not looking good, man. You better figure it out. But fun stuff from Jalen Hurts today. Saquon still looks good. It looks like Saquon has turned it up a notch this week in general. I think he is kind of irritated at the connotation that people expect him to not have as great of a year as last season, just because it's natural regression and just because like he ran for 2,000 yards. We've seen the best we've seen out of Saquon. Like, yeah, he might be good next year, but not as good. It looks like Saquon's a little irritated about that. He's been kicking practice up a notch. So speaking of Saquon, Madden early access drops on Thursday. Very excited for that 7-day early access. I wasn't going to buy the deluxe if it was only 3-day early access, but I'm buying it because 7 days, hell yeah, give me that, brother. And it looks good this year. I buy it every year, but this year it actually looks good. So if y'all are running Madden, add me at PlayStation at the Philly Pod, and we'll get in some runs over there. Training camp, no more practice this week. They have the preseason game on Thursday. I will, of course, have a pod breaking down all the what we saw in that game, and then I'll have another pod this weekend after my training camp session that I get to observe on Saturday. I'll be make sure to let you guys know everything that I see, maybe some things that other reporters aren't really putting out there. So very excited for that as well. Thank you guys, as always, for listening to the episode of the Philly Pod. Be sure to subscribe. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the show. Enjoy the rest of your week, y'all. Well, I'll talk to y'all before then. But enjoy your Wednesday. I'll talk to y'all on Thursday. Preseason football is here. Peace out from the Philly Pod.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.